We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Samachal Beizer Hashem Yisbarach. Din Echatzitza. Tzrich Shtitva Kol Gufa Kol Sarasava Pamachas. She has to go to the mikveh and immerse herself all at one time. Kain Tzrich Lashgich B'Moid Ma'oid. A woman has to be most careful. Shlo Yaleh B'Shas Tefilah Shum Dover Achoytzitz. There should be not on her body anything that would be in a Chatzitza. Should be into position when she goes to the mikveh. Shafilu mashu, even if it's the smallest amount. Lepamu choytzitz, sometimes it could be chatzitza, v'layos lo tefillah, and it won't be considered a valid tefillah. Lam mibay al gufam b'chutz, certainly on the outside of her body, shetrichan hamayim lova shama, where the water has to touch. V'kivin shesh chatzitza, if there's a chatzitza, arei in hamayim b'am shama, it prevents the water from touching that spot. Al filo beis astarim, even inside her body, she'ein ha'mamayim ba'am sham, that normally the water doesn't enter there. Become makom tzrichim shiruil v'yismayim. It has to be a place where water can penetrate. Derech moshal ha'shinayim, the teeth. Al p'she'ein tzrichim sh'tav ha'mayim tach p'yo. Water doesn't have to enter into her mouth. Become makom yesh chetzitza ben shinayim, if there's something between her teeth, le'os lo tefilo, then the tefillah won't be a good tefillah k'shivar mitzvah Hashem. V'tzricha kol ish l'das klal zeh. Every woman has to know these halachas. Shekolam kam shebegufa, everybody, everywhere in her body. Tzricha shi nekiyim. They have to be clean, v'ruyin l'bias mayim b'shas tefillah. And water has to be able to enter these places when she goes to the mikveh. However, the Ramban points out that as much as we're learning and have to be careful with hilchas chatzitza, the halacha still says the Ramban is that if a woman did wash herself and did go to the mikveh, she shouldn't start being concerned and nervous that she had a chatzitza. Any eye dirt, even if it's moist, it could be chatzitza. However, if it's inside the eye, not outside the eye, and a chatzitza, it's not a chatzitza. But if it's dry to the degree that it started getting greenish, chaytzetzes. Contact lenses are typically a chatzitza. Sev gimel dama yavish al gabe amaka chaytzetz. Dried blood on a wound is chatzitza. Virir shebetaychay. But if there's any moisture, ain't a chaytzetz. Yotze tzarir. If there's pus coming out, imlach ain't a chaytzetz. If it's moist, it's not a chatzitza. Yavish chaytzetz. Lefikach isha baal schatotim. A woman who has a rash, she has to wash until everything on her body at least is soft. If there's a scab on a wound, even if it hurts to remove it, boils, pimples, they should be removed, they should be softened in the water. Warts have to be cut off if at all possible. Hard skin should at least be softened up. If there's strands of skin on anywhere in the body, they should be removed. And if one unfortunately has dandruff, they should also try to remove as much as possible. Sif dalad v'tir shagabemaka, a band-aid on top of a wound chetzetzis. Even if it's a type of band-aid that's put there for 3 or 4 months, and then they fall off by themselves, and during that time they can't be removed, unless you take off the skin with it. And the woman says that she's used to them, they're always there, and it doesn't bother her that they're on her body. Become makom chaytzitza, they're still considered chatzitza. The kenisha sheyesh limaka, if a woman has a wound, the niftecha and it started to swell, the nois metoicha naka tachs retich gered, the begodim idim shalpishtim, they put on top of it linen bandages, vavkish mesinas retia enanira kibomik, they put into the wound, into the hole, this type of material, become makom, it's a chatzitza. If there's dirt on the body that came from perspiration, if they dried, they are considered a chatzitza. Mamul shalvasa. Vu mashlafam yodim shalalam mukhlachas bedit abibatzeik. Sometimes a person's hands get dirty with dough or ink or bezei of perspiration or mali yoda achsel chavertai. And then he rubs his hands one on top of the other. Vinasa kangririn, that there's like small pieces on the body. Those small pieces on the body that formed by rubbing or whatever are a chatzitza. Hadiyoy, ink, hacholov, milk, vadvash, honey, sraf hatein of sraf hatut, date juice, strawberry juice, sraf hacharuv, carob juice, sraf hashikma, juice that comes out of a tree, yveshim if they're dry, chaytzim, lachen if they're moist, ena chaytzim. V'shaak kol asrafim, any other type of juice, afil lachim, a chaytzim, v'kein dam, blood, afil lach, even if it's moist, chaytzim. Similarly, of course, somebody who's wearing a cast, who might be a chatzitza. Sif zayin tseva, shetzovas hanoshim pneim v'yedeim saroisham, dye the people put on their face, on their hands, on their head, and a chaytzin, are not considered a chatzitza. However, if there's some substance to this, like makeup that has a substance to it, it might be chatzitza. Ken ish shem nos l'tzvoy begodim, a woman who dyes clothing, ukadayma, or machm zay yod tzvus, and that's why her hands look colored. V'kal nashim sheishlam umnazu, anybody who works with this type of a job, if they don't care, then if their hands have this coloring on them, it won't be necessarily chatzitza. Dirt that's under the fingernails, yesh chalukim, there are different opinions. The minig is to cut off the nails of the hands and the feet before going to the mikvah. You only have to cut till where, if there's dirt, it would be there. You don't have to cut so deep the nails. Tizal sarfin, as the halacha is to try to burn the nails. Kim yidrach alein bala adam acher, if somebody steps over nails that were just cut, the sukkah, it's dangerous. V'shabas yontav v'shachal hachtam kaidim, if it's Shabbos and yontav, and she forgot to cut her nails, yesh matirin lachtam aydev kachavim, that those that are lenient to allow a nachri to cut them. If she has a swelling by the nail, and she can't cut it off or clean it, if it's so swelled up, to the degree that any dirt that's there is not visible, and a chaitzitza wouldn't be a chatzitza. If a woman forgot to cut her fingernails or her toenails, the tavlakach, and that's how she went to the mikvah, if she remembers before she had relations with her husband, she should go to the mikvah again. But if she doesn't remember until she already had relations, she should ask a rav what she should do under those circumstances.